Smashville Live is live for our final show of the season here at Brewhouse 100 in Bellevue. My name is Max Herz, along with former Preds defenseman Hal Gill, and we are joined for his Smashville Live debut, 5 games into his NHL career, one of the newest Preds. Preds winger Matt Wood is with us here at Brewhouse 100. Matt, thanks so much for joining us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
We were originally supposed to have a pair of Preds tonight, Matt Wood and Luke Evangelista. So we'll start the show on a somber moment. You guys all saw Luke Evangelista took a puck right in the mush last night in the game at Bridgestone Arena. He is currently getting that taken care of. So we're going to start tonight's show with a moment of silence here in Brewhouse 100 for the two half
for
teeth
his jibs
that Luke Evangelista lost.
For his toss jibs.
As he would say, a couple of zips and he'll be okay in the jib department. But a moment of silence here at Brewhouse 100 for Luke Evangelista's jibs, everyone. Thank you.
Yeah, that was a tough one. We do miss him, but we got a great guest, and we have a lot to talk about. I mean, 5 games in. First, what do you think? It's a pretty good league, right?
Yeah, it's really good. It's a lot of fun, and I mean, 5 games, and I mean, still learning a lot and a lot to go, and having a lot of fun.
Well, the first, like, you just got another first point, right? First assist last night. Round of applause for that. But I'm dying to know everything about, like, what were your initial, the first game, you were, you know, you're thrown in McCarron and Smith, and you're like, go, go, go. Last night you got bumped up in the lineup. You're playing with Stamkos and Bunting. You've impressed a lot of people. I've been impressed with you. It's been fun to watch you. But what do you think of your game and how you played in 5 games in your progression?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, I came in, and I don't know if people really knew what to expect. And I think, obviously, you know, I've been trying my best. And, I mean, personally, I think I have a lot more to show. And I think this has been an unbelievable experience for me to, you know, prepare myself and know what I need to work on this summer and come back, you know, really ready to make a difference. And, I mean, I'm, you know, still learning. 6 games is not a lot, and but at the same time, it's going to be super helpful. So, yeah, I think I've done what I can, and obviously 1 game left. Going to, you know, try to have my best game that I've had, and I mean, having lots of fun, keep learning, and like I said, just continue into the summer and hopefully build on my 6 games.
And in the summer, you mentioned that twice. You mentioned what are your plans after? I mean, everyone goes in the summer, you want to get bigger, you want to get faster, you want to get stronger, all this. But, like, after diving into the NHL, now you've seen it. Has that changed what you think you'll prepare for?
I think it's changed a little bit, but obviously bigger, faster, stronger, more explosive. Those are all things. And I think just every day, just pace and everything that I'm doing, every drill that I'm doing, every night's sleep, it's all going to add up over the summer. And it's a really hard league. You play, I mean, I've been here a week and a half, but you play every other day. And,
little different than the weekend tilts
it's
in
a lot
Minnesota.
Different. It's a lot different. So just keep preparing myself for the pro schedule and just, I mean, treat myself like a professional, which, you know, I feel like I've done, but I obviously have room to improve on that. And, I mean, I'm really excited to just keep improving. I love getting better. I love training. And this has been, you know, unbelievable experience for me.
I came into the NHL and – sorry, Max, just hang out for a bit. I came into the NHL and I was like – I was 6'7", and I could push guys around. And then I got into, you know, in college, you know, there's big dudes, but – I was one of the bigger ones, and I could. And then NHL, I was like, "Whoa, these guys are kind of big, and they're kind of strong. These are men." Have you noticed the difference in playing against guys? And did you notice it at any particular point in any of the games that you were like, "This guy's a big, strong dude"?
Yeah, everyone's really big, really strong, and my first warm up against the Canadians, just looking over, there's lots of big guys on that team, and then lined up against Josh Anderson, big guy.
Yeah. And guys that we want to punch you in the face.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah, just kind of like lined up neutral zone face off against him, was leaning on him, and I was like, wow. Like. But you know, I think I'm still growing and still getting bigger and stronger, and one day want to be like that, and I think I'm getting there, so yeah.
We've got 6'5", 205 in the game notes for you now. Is that current?
205's current. I don't know. 6'5", 6'4.
Are you still growing?
I grew this year.
Did you really?
Saw my parents so at the start of the season, then saw them at Christmas. They thought I grew quite a bit. I thought I was 6'4", maybe I'm 6'5", somewhere
that's
in there.
I went to high school at 6'5", and I came out at 6'7". So I think that's fair. Do you want to gain weight?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, just bigger and stronger and gain some weight, gain some muscle, some explosiveness. And
it's hard when you're growing. It's hard to I can tell you from experience, it's hard to put on pounds that you just –
It's especially hard when you're playing every other day.
Groceries, just grocery bill must be through the roof.
Yeah, I mean, right now, I feel bad for my parents' credit card, but
now you got your own, buddy.
Well, yeah. So I'll be starting.
It's been a week and a half.
Yeah, I'll be starting to deal with all that pretty soon. But my parents are obviously really supportive of all that, and they're the reason that I'm here and who I am, and. On and off the ice, my whole family is, so really grateful for them, and they've always supported me, you know, every step of the way. And I mean, yeah.
Have you seen a paycheck yet? You got your bonus. Have you gotten a paycheck yet?
I'm still working on bank details, so I actually haven't even seen any money yet.
Oh.
So.
Because that's going to be the one, right? You're gonna look at it and you go, whoa,
yeah.
I am doing what I love, and they're paying me for it.
Yeah, I was with my parents, and I was like, yeah, I'll do this for free. Like, this is so much fun. So that's obviously a bonus, and money's great and all, but I'm just doing what I love, and I mean, my family.
By the way, Trotsky didn't hear that. Trotsky isn't listening because he's going to ask you in 2 years down the road. He's going to say, you said you'd do it for free. And
yeah.
You're going to want the big contract.
Yeah, I mean, I love playing hockey. I love getting better and having lots of fun. And yeah.
Preds rookie winger Matt Wood is our guest here on Smashville Live, presented by Black Abbey Brewing here in Bellevue, our final show of the season. You mentioned your family's been here in Nashville. They were here for your first two NHL games. What was it like having your parents and your sisters and your girlfriend here for that?
Yeah, that was a really special moment. And, you know, I had my best friend and my trainer here as well. And so, yeah, those people have helped me so much. And, I mean, obviously family is everything. So just being able to share that experience with them and see them in warm-up, see them after the game, really grateful for them and everything that they do for me, and really, really grateful to have such an amazing family, related to sports, unrelated to sports, everything, and grateful to have, you know, a really close relationship with them.
Did they have any reaction after game one?
They were obviously...
But we saw them in the stands.
Yeah.
It was awesome. I hope you saw the video of them. They were on the edge of the seat, right? They were up staring. Every time you make a move, their hands were going up, and you know, they were in on every play. So did they say anything to you after that?
Yeah, they were obviously excited, and they love watching hockey, and obviously that was a cool experience to see me out there, and I was kind of probably having the same reactions of myself while I was doing it as they had. So they just were really happy for me, and obviously I was really grateful for them and for them to be there.
Last night, first NHL point, primary assist. Justin Barron took the shot. It hits you on the way, hit the crossbar, then Michael Bunting cleans it up and scores.
You had a couple crossbars.
Yeah, you got a lot of iron so far.
Where did that one hit you yesterday on the assist?
I thought it hit my elbow. That's where I felt it. And, I mean, if it hit me, it hit me. And obviously just trying to play the right way and tried to tip a shot.
You're in the right spot, right? Yeah. You're that high tip. Yeah. You're coming through, and it's a perfect play.
Yeah.
You should be rewarded for it.
Yeah, no, it was really a cool feeling. And, you know, my line mates were doing their thing, and I was fortunate enough to be a part of it.
When you were on the power play, I can't remember where it was, but
Utah.
Was it in right. Utah?
I think
so. You went up and you had a net drive, almost scored. You got the puck, made a play to the middle, and you were like a man possessed. You came back around up top. I don't know if you remember the play. You were like, give me the puck. You skated to I can't remember. You went up, give me the puck, and then you opened up. Finally, you got the puck, and you let a shot go. But you were demanding the puck, and I was really impressed as a rookie saying, give me a chance to go do what I do. Did you feel any different? This was a couple games in, and you're a little more confident. Did that beast in you come out that said, give me the puck, I want to jam it in the back of the net?
Yeah, I think that's kind of my game, and I love having the puck, and I think that, you know, I'm working on trying to do that more. Obviously, I'm new to this league and new to this team, and but, yeah, I think that's when I'm at my best is when I'm just in the moment wanting the puck, and, you know, I think I can definitely expect a lot more of that, and that's me, and
that's what you want.
That's what
right?
I love to do, and I feel like I can make plays at the highest level, and you know, I'm really excited to continue to do that.
And he said, and I love your quote after, he said, I'm willing to learn, I love learning, and now to hear you say, I can do this, I want to do this, that's a good start, right? I mean, that's what you're looking for is, okay, now, you know, I want to do this, I want to learn how to do this, but I also believe it. So that's a pretty good start.
Yeah, great place to be. For Matt Wood, first five NHL games here in Smashville. He's our guest on Smashville Live tonight, presented by Black Abbey Brewing here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. We're going to take a break for Matt to sign some autographs and take some pictures for his new fans here in Smashville, our final Smashville Live show of the season here on your radio home for Preds hockey, ESPN 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. Welcome back to Smashville Live here on ESPN 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. We are at Brewhouse 100 in Bellevue for our final show of the season before the Preds play their final game of the season tomorrow night at Bridgestone Arena against the Stars. My name is Max Herz, along with former Pred Hal Gill and new Pred rookie winger Matt Wood. I would say the newest Pred, but as of last night, he is not the newest Pred. Ryan Ufko has taken that title. You're yeah. already not the newest. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
It's been fun watching you these five games. What's it been like away from the game, being in Nashville? I know you're just in a hotel for these last couple weeks of the season, but what's it like settling in here? You've been here a few times before, but this is certainly the longest you've ever been here.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's an amazing city, and there's so much to do, so much to see, and I've been in the hotel, and we've been on the road a little bit as well. It's been cool to travel NHL style, and obviously the team treats us with a lot of respect and just like pros, and it's been, you know, a really cool experience as far as that goes.
You know what? I will tell you, yeah, get your mic. Yeah, he's got to learn everything. He's getting interviews. You know, he's man of the hour. He's got to learn how to put the mic in the right spot. The road trip. That first, okay, so there's a couple aspects that I love about the road that as a player you can't replace. There's one is dinner out. Did you have a first dinner out on the road where you're like, whoa, this is some good eating? Like you go to the steakhouse or what did you do for your first dinner?
Yeah, first dinner, I met the team in Dallas, just kind of, introduced myself to everyone and ended up going out to dinner with some of the younger guys, and it was a place called Catch. It was really good.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I'd never really didn't really know how much it was going to be, and then it was just it was a crazy experience. It was a lot of fun.
They throw your card into the mix, or did you get covered?
I was fortunate enough to get covered, okay.
Nice.
They treated me really well.
You didn't play the credit card game, did you?
They played a little game of their own.
Okay.
And,
but you made it out without having to pay.
Yeah. No, you. I definitely owe them one.
And what did you think of the pregame meal?
Yeah.
In the hotel, for those who don't know, you go in, there's a full buffet, and it's the best buffet you've ever had. And I'm assuming you'd agree with me.
Yeah, my first time I ate that meal, I was, like I said, it was in Dallas, yeah. And I wasn't playing. And so I went up and saw, there's plates right here, and there's some rice and chicken, and then grabbed all that, and then saw there was a whole other side. And I was like, and now I know next time I can walk around the whole room and there's food everywhere.
The salad,
so,
the
yeah.
soup, you get the steak, you yeah. get the chicken, salmon. You get the full spread.
Yeah, no,
it's
the
best.
Yeah, there's lots of food. And
did you just hammer it? Did you just, because you said you're trying to put on weight, you're trying to get bigger, and you're burning calories, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Did you hammer it?
Yeah, I try to eat as much as I can.
Attaboy.
So, yeah.
I love it.
Matt Woods, our guest here on Smashville Live, Preds rookie winger. Matt, let's talk about your hockey journey and growing up and your family. Your dad was a hockey coach, and you were born in Western Canada. Lived a couple of places in the U.S., ended up back in Western Canada where you spent your most formative years in the Vancouver area. What was it like bouncing around with hockey being your guide for you and your family?
Yeah, I mean, my dad was coaching, and he obviously coached me growing up as well in minor hockey, and he's a really good hockey mind. He's taught me everything that I know, and, you know, he's helped me develop all my skills and all that, and wouldn't be here without him for sure. And but yeah, we ended up moving to Vancouver Island, Nanaimo. My dad was done coaching, and we were moving closer to my mom's family, and so that was an unbelievable experience. And now I moved there when I was 10, so a lot of the childhood that I remember is there, and that's where I say I'm from. That's where I grew up, and that's definitely where I love going in the summers, and it just feels like home. It's a beautiful spot, and it's nice to have family close by. And I mean, yeah, like I've loved, you know, being a part of all those different places in terms of hockey, and ended up there, and had a lot of fun ever since.
Was hockey a lot of your adjustment, right? You to a new place, and you're playing hockey, and you all of a sudden you have best friends that are playing hockey, and that's part of the gig, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of friends that I have all over because of hockey,
yeah.
And I was introduced to a lot of people through the game, and I'm really grateful for all those things.
And you were in Minnesota, you go back to Minnesota. How was that fun for you, obviously, but your family as well, to kind of go back to Minnesota?
Yeah, my family was able to make it out for one of the weekends this year, and my youngest sister Celia was born there, so that was kind of cool for her, I guess, because she was only there for 1 year, so she never really knew what it was like, and so she was able to see it. And Minnesota has treated me so well, that that organization and university is obviously it's at the top, and Big Ten as well, and you know, I can't say enough good things about them, and had a great time there this year, and really, really grateful for that opportunity that they gave me.
You put up some huge numbers at UConn early. You were the youngest player, am I right?
In all of NCAA,
in
right?
All of NCAA hockey, you were the youngest player, and you put up great numbers. And, you know, like, what, take us through, first of all, being at UConn and putting up those numbers and being your youngest player, and then going to your transfer portal and moving on to Minnesota.
Yeah, they UConn gave me a really great opportunity to step into college as underage, and I was 17 when I went. I was in grade 12, I guess.
That's but, crazy.
They gave me a, you know, really great opportunity. Really grateful for them and their staff. And I mean, I had great teammates there. They accepted me as a younger guy and helped me figure it all out and supported me. And then ultimately ended up going to Minnesota, and that was another great experience there, and they gave me a lot of opportunity, you know, made a lot of new friends and was able to play with a lot of great talent there, and had a lot of fun, and it's all part of my journey, and every place that I've been has helped me so much to become the player that I am.
Well, I'm a Providence College guy, so Hockey East, I was upset to see you leave, but happy you had success in Minnesota. You had a good tournament. Take us through the excitement of being in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, it was a really exciting opportunity, and I mean, those games are wild. They can go either way. We were supposed to play at 7:30, and the game before us ended up going double overtime, so we were warming up for a couple hours, and but it was all part of the experience, and obviously UMass played a great game, and it ended up going their way that night, and you know, really unfortunate for us. I thought we had a really great team, and we could have we really believed we could win it all, and but obviously congrats to Western Michigan on winning it all, and I loved that tournament. It was super fun to be a part of.
And the UMass guys, I'm sure Delgazzo probably didn't give you any grief. And then Ufko comes up, and another guy, you know.
Yeah.
No, didn't give you any, nothing?
A little bit. but it's all in good fun. Everyone's friendly here, so it's all good.
Matt Wood's our guest here on Smashville Live, talking about how good your team was at Mini this year. Is it four of you guys who have gone straight to the NHL?
Yeah, we got four guys, and a lot of other guys are signing pro contracts as well, and everyone, you know, loved coming to the rink every day, loved getting better, and it's showing, and everyone's, you know, doing great. And I mean, yeah, was able to become friends with a lot of great players, and had a lot of fun.
How about here? Any guys that stand out as, like, I mean, obviously the shock and awe of playing with Stamkos and O'Reilly, and you're like looking around going, these guys are legit. Like, you're like, whoa, it's crazy. But has anyone stood out to you? I think it's a great group of guys, but you tell us, has anyone stepped up and said, hey, kid, jump under my wing?
I mean, yeah, obviously, you know, the superstars was, it was, you
crazy,
know, shocking. And my first practice, we ended up just getting thrown into one-on-ones, and I was angling Steven Stamkos, and I was in my head, and I was like, whoa.
You beat him, though. The one where
awesome.
You were on offense,
yeah,
you
when
got
I,
shot off.
When I was on defense, it didn't go too well for me. But, no, I think McCarron and Smith, playing with them, and they've, you know, they were just, you know, showing me how it's done, and you know, communicating with me well whenever I had questions coming off the ice, and so yeah, those guys are true professionals, and you know, it's you know, really, really fun to be able to, you know, get out there with them, and they handle themselves at the highest level.
Well, coming in here, what were you told about what to expect in terms of how much you were going to play and things like that? Because you're going to get every game here down the stretch, and it didn't seem like that was a guarantee coming in with guys being healthy and things like that.
Yeah, I didn't really know too much what to expect, and came in and just wanted to learn as much as I could. Came in wanting to just watch everyone, and my ultimate goal was to figure out what I needed to work on in the summer to give myself the best chance to make the team next year. And that's still my goal, and obviously with a couple extra games, it's you know, it's given me a lot more to work with and learn from, and yeah, like I said, didn't really know what to expect, and it's all going to help me in the future, and really grateful for this opportunity.
Yeah, you said I didn't know what to expect. Now you're on the peeper, just giving a beaver tail, screaming for the puck, and I think it's going all right. You're enjoying it, then.
Yeah. Good. No, it's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun.
Matt Wood's our guest. Five games into his NHL career here on Smashville Live at Brewhouse 100. We're going to take a break so we can sign some more autographs and take some more pictures with Preds fans on our final show of the season. Hold on.
Max, can I exit myself?
Oh, but yes.
Because I apologize. I have to leave you, and I apologize, Woody. I have to leave you because it's my daughter's senior lacrosse night, and so I want to go and take that in. And I hope you guys understand. I love all you guys in Smashville Live. I love all of Smashville, and I thank you for the season. And I'm looking forward to next year. So thank you. I hope you understand.
All right, let's hear it for Hal Gill, everybody. Have fun, Skillsy. Happy Senior Day to Sophie Gill, Hensworth Lax. Right down the street here in Bellevue at Brewhouse 100. We'll take our break so Matt can sign some autographs and take some pictures. Smashville Live presented by Black Abbey Brewing here on ESPN 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. Welcome back to Smashville Live here on ESPN 102.5 and 106.3 The Game, your radio home for Preds hockey. My name is Max Herz, joined by Preds rookie forward Matt Wood here at Brewhouse 100 in Bellevue for the final show of the season, presented by our friends at Black Abbey Beer. Carl from Black Abbey is back at the bar somewhere. Where's Carl? There's Carl waving. Let's clap it up for Carl, everybody. He's been in every show this season. We love the support from Black Abbey. So great to have them on board. But Matt, we're running out of hosts up here.
Yeah.
We lost Hal Gill to his daughter's senior lacrosse night. We lost Luke Evangelista to the dentist today. And we tried so hard. Nick Barnowski, the Predators' head of media relations, is here enjoying some chicken tenders here at Brewhouse. He tried really hard to get a replacement. Fedor Svechkov did not want to be here with you. He said 6 to 7 was his hour to pack so he could go back to Milwaukee for the AHL playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, he's a busy guy, so I don't blame him.
I don't know. I don't know if I buy it.
I buy it. I mean, he doesn't seem like the kind of guy that would lie. So
that's true. That's true. He's your locker mate. He's quite a character. I guess, had you met him before? Had you met most of these guys, any of these guys?
The only person that I met was LaRue from development camp my first year after being drafted. And other than that, I just met everyone. And, I mean, I already feel comfortable. And that's because, there's great leaders on the team. So I'm really grateful for them.
Anybody surprise you with how funny they've been or anything they've done?
I didn't know how funny Marchessault was, and but he's hilarious, and it's very entertaining.
Okay, good. I agree with you on that one. Matt Woods, our guest here on Smashville Live. You're rocking number 52 right now. I know that one was assigned to you. So in college, you were 71 at UConn, 91 this year at Minnesota. Is 71 your number of choice? Do you have a number of choice for when you get to choose?
Yeah, 71 is my number of choice, and I'm not complaining at all. I'll wear any number they want, but chose 71. I've always, grown up as a huge fan of Evgeny Malkin, and so I've always, worn 71 and wore 91 this year because I was assigned 91 originally my first year of juniors, and had a lot of fun there, so was used to wearing that number as well, and also worn 19 a little bit. But 71's definitely my number of choice, and if I'm ever fortunate enough to be able to wear that, I'd love to, but I'm good with 52.
All right, we'll keep our eyes on it going forward for sure, and that's something you can choose down the road here. I want to ask you, too, we were talking about all the guys you played with at Minnesota this year. You played with one of your Preds coach's kids. Beckett Hendrickson, whose dad, Darby Hendrickson, is on the Preds staff as an assistant coach, was your teammate this year. How great is that?
Yeah, it was really cool. And I saw Coach Darby at a couple of our games. Obviously, he was supporting his son. And, that's a great family. And Beckett was a freshman this year, so I kind of had a little bit more experience than him and maybe showed him a couple things. And he's a great guy. And obviously, like I said, a really nice family. And had a lot of fun being his son's teammate.
It's awesome. One other guy that you know really well who isn't too well-liked here in Smashville because of the team he got drafted to in the same draft as you, Connor Bedard. You've known since you guys were, what, 10?
Yeah.
In Vancouver?
Yeah.
Are you guys still really close?
Yeah, we're friends, and I was fortunate enough to billet with him when I was in grade 9. His family is unbelievable, and he's been a professional since, I mean, I met him when I was 10, and he was already treating himself like a professional, and his family is, you know, unbelievable, nice family, and, you know, I mean, he gets everything that he deserves, and, you know, he's worked so hard since we were so young, and he's a big reason why I've, you know, tried to up my work ethic and just kind of tried to learn from him even since we were young kids, and he's always been, you know, the best player. So he's, as much as we're friends, I've always looked up to him and, you know, tried to take things from him and to improve myself.
What team were you guys on when you billeted?
I actually, that was West Van Academy. He was on the older team and I was
okay
on the younger team, but it was same school, same academy. And but no, his family, you know, treated me unbelievably well, and, you know, really grateful for them.
That's awesome. Matt Wood is our guest here on Smashville Live. Nickname wise, is it simple as Woody?
Yeah, pretty much just Woody.
Are you a Toy Story fan?
I've watched it. Can't say I've watched it recently, but I mean, obviously those movies are classics, so I've definitely seen them, but not a huge fan, no.
Well, they got the whole, for your debut on Pred social media, do you see they got the whole cowboy boots done up with Woody, like, in the movie? It was pretty cool. It was a good idea.
I honestly, I didn't even know, but that sounds pretty cool.
And also, I like to ask a lot of guys when we have them for the first time, especially someone with a name that's good, like Wood, we got to work on some catchphrases with Wood in there. Do you have any that are on the top of your head?
I have
Bring the wood.
That's
there are a lot of different ways to go.
Not my area of expertise. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's some good ones out there and some great minds. I can think of them, but that's not me.
Okay, we'll accept some suggestions. If anybody out there here in Bellevue or listening has some suggestions for Matt Wood catchphrases, because, hey, we still got a first NHL goal to call coming down the road. So we might not drop the catchphrase on that, but...
Yeah.
It might come later on.
Yeah.
So, Matt Wood, our guest here on Smashville Live here on ESPN 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. You've talked a lot about what you want to do moving forward and how important this summer is for you. I mean, you've been going at it. You've been a college student, then you pivot straight into being a professional athlete. What does the short term of the summer look like? Where are you headed, and when do you get back into hockey, and how does that training look like over the next really 4 months here before you come back to Nashville in September?
Yeah, I mean, immediately, I guess, you know, finishing up school and, just trying to take care of that aspect of things. And, I'll probably end up with, you know, maybe a week or so off and, enjoying my time at home with my family, and then, back to work and back to training. I mean, I love training. I love getting better, and it's just a huge part of my life that, you know, I enjoy, and I'm fortunate enough to have the resources around me that help me do it to the best of my abilities. And this, like I said, this little sin here with this team is going to help me so much. Every day waking up knowing what I'm working towards. And, I mean, yeah, I'm really grateful for the opportunity to have this experience, and I think it's going to help me a lot.
So you mentioned your trainer was one of the people who was here for your debut. With him, do you have a group of other players that you'll be with a lot this summer? I mean, there got to be a ton of players up in that area, right?
So, I mean, there's lots of guys and that I'll be on the ice with here and there. But in terms of off-ice training, it's usually just me and, you know, my best friend that was here. He's playing at Colgate. He played in the BCHL for the Nanaimo Clippers, and then one of my other really, really close friends, he's playing on the Clippers this year, Nanaimo Clippers of the BCHL, and yeah, we've grown up playing together, and I'm really grateful to have those guys, and they're really, really athletic, strong, and they've always pushed me off the ice, so it's a good group, and yeah, my trainer knows what he's doing, and I mean, I just love getting better and love training, and I know maybe that's not the case for everyone, but I mean, I love working out, so yeah.
That's great. Matt Woods, our guest here on Smashville Live. You mentioned school is still a part of it for you. You were a college student 2 weeks ago. Are you still in classes now, or are you going to go back and finish up?
Yeah, I have classes. I mean, nowadays everything's, all the work's done online, which is nice. And but yeah, I'm still in classes, still got assignments due at the end of the week and stuff. So, I mean, school finishes up pretty quick, but it's still going. So try to stay on top of that as best I can.
Are you close to a degree after 3 years? Are you looking to finish it down the road?
It's a possibility. I mean, 3 years, I'm, you know, where any 3-year student would be, finish 3 years of work, and well, that will be after the semester. Hopefully everything goes well. And I mean, obviously that's an option for me to finish, and I can't say when or if, but it's definitely an option of graduation. And it's obviously a big accomplishment that I may pursue that road one day.
It's awesome. Do you have I know transferring might change things, but did you have a major at both places?
My major is communications, and I think I declared for it this year, so it's still new. It's pretty straightforward, obviously, and my academic advisors helped me a lot with that. Helped me get set up with that, but no, it's been a great experience, and I'm really glad that I chose that route.
Well, if you want to do a broadcasting internship, we got you. Sauce some credit for that. You're on Preds Radio.
I'll probably pass, but
focus on the ice for now. Yeah. Matt Woods, our guest here on Smashville Live. We'll take a break for him to sign some more autographs, take some more pictures. Then we're going to come back and take some fan questions here at Brewhouse 100 in Bellevue for the Preds rookie here on ESPN 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. Welcome back to Smashville Live here on ESPN 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. Did I do this right?
I don't know.
Welcome back to Smashville Live here on ESPN 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. Chase McCabe's got it covered, don't worry. We are at Brewhouse 100 in Bellevue. Time for some fan questions for Preds rookie Matt Wood. Who's got a question? All right, we'll start in the back left. As always, remember to introduce yourself and ask away.
All right. So my name is Liz. This question is actually coming from my friend Nikki up in Calgary. And she and I would like to know, what do you want to accomplish as a Nashville Predator or even just in the NHL? And you cannot say win a Stanley Cup because we all know everyone wants to do that.
That's a great question. And I would say, you know, my goal, obviously, Stanley Cup included, but just to reach my full potential and, you know, put my best foot forward every day and give my full effort and whatever that ends up being, as long as I'm, you know, feel like I've left nothing on the table and feel proud of myself. That's what I play for. And I mean, that's what I hope to accomplish.
Great answer. All right, next up.
Hey, my name is Russ, and my family and I have been longtime season ticket holders. We were super happy to see you come and make your debut. We were impressed with your first game and the one since. Here's my question. After 5 games, how would you compare the speed of the game you're seeing versus the collegiate level, which pretty impressive that you came straight from the collegiate level straight into the NHL. But there's got to be a big difference in the speed of the game.
Yeah, it's really fast. Every play happens so fast, and everyone knows exactly what they're doing. And every play is, you know, crisp and hard, and you know, there's not much error. So I think you know, the biggest difference is everyone knows exactly what they're doing at all times, and everyone knows exactly what they're about to do at all times. So it's obviously really hard, and but it's an exciting challenge.
All right, way here in the back for Matt Wood.
Hello, I'm Danielle. So I was back here in the back, so you may have touched on this, and I just didn't hear it. But, so, you're tall, 6'5", McCarron is 6'6", so are we going to have a McCarron 2.0? I was trying to keep a PC and not say a Big Sexy 2.0 or a Woody, Big Sexy and Woody. Are you a scrapper?
I don't know if I'm quite at that level. And to be honest, I feel like McCarron's like 3 or 4 inches taller than me. I feel like he's almost 7 feet if I'm 6'5". So, no, he's a great player. And obviously we're two separate players, and I've been able to play with him these couple games and learn from him. And, you know, he's obviously, you know, great at what he does and brings a lot of energy to the team. And he's obviously a really good guy off the ice too. So really fortunate to be able to play with him and meet him. And I don't know if we're the exact same player, but, you know, it's really fun to play with him.
Well, it's always fun too for people to make for young players. Bruno dropped a Thomas Vanek on us for you. That's an interesting one to think about. Obviously an amazing player. Are there names you hear of guys you got comp to, whether it's through the draft process or in college, whether it's by play style or body type or anything like that?
There's certain players, and obviously I tried to tune everyone else out and kind of focus on myself. And at the end of the day, everyone's going to end up being their own player. There's no two players that are alike. With that being said, there's lots of players that are really good at what they do and things you can learn from them and try to take into your own game. So there's lots of players that I enjoy doing that and watching them and continuing to learn from them.
One other thing I meant to ask earlier, moving around as you did you have a favorite NHL team anywhere you lived?
Yeah, I was always a Penguins fan just because I loved Evgeny Malkin, and my dad loved Crosby, which obviously I loved Crosby as well, and they had a great team. So those are two really, you know, unbelievable players, you know, greats. And it was, you know, those guys are really great role models as well. So on and off the ice, I always looked up to those guys, and always loved cheering for them.
Anybody else got a fan question for Matt Wood? We've got time for a couple more here at Brewhouse 100. One more for you guys. Anybody got one? No? Matt's carried the show all by himself, and nobody's got one more for him. All right, one more. The final question on Smashville Live for the whole season. No pressure.
So are you looking forward? I can't say it on the radio. Connor Bedard, right? You know him? You going to beat him? Fred's going to always beat the Blackhawks. They're always a good game with the Blackhawks.
I mean, obviously he's a great player, and Blackhawks are, you know, great organization, and I haven't been able to play against them yet, but I'm looking forward to whenever that day comes. And I mean, obviously we want to win every game, but I mean, I'm a little bit confused on what the question was, but that's probably my answer, I guess.
The question was go out and beat him next year when you get the chance.
Yeah,
it was more of a demand, I think.
Yeah,
actually.
I guess. Yeah, I mean, we're going to try our best, and yeah.
Well, Matt, thanks so much for doing this. You did a show all by yourself, 5 games into the NHL. That's impressive. You could tell he's a communications major, right, guys? Matt, thanks so much. We're looking forward to seeing you get one more game in tomorrow night. Have an amazing summer. Come back ready for your first full pro season next year and get to see all these fans again. Thanks a ton.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Matt Wood, everybody. We got a ton of people to thank. This was our final Smashville Live show of the season. First off, thank you to everyone at Brewhouse here in Bellevue and in Cool Springs for their hospitality. It's so amazing continuing to have the shows here. They've been awesome. Shout out to our whole crew at 102.5 The Game. Cliff McArdle, Jordan Schneider, Sean Mark, Jeff Kolb, everybody who assembles these shows, schedules them, and makes them a reality here on the radio for you. Carl from Black Abbey, our sponsor. He's in the house still at the bar. Thank you to Carl. Thanks to Nick Barnowski from Preds PR. Chase McCabe, the suit, is in the house. For all of our hosts, Jay Moore, Hal Gill, all of our player guests, and of course, most importantly, the fans for coming out. So many of you guys were here, so many shows. It was a ton of fun doing these all season long. We will see you next year for another round of Smashville Live here on ESPN 102.5 and 106.3 The Game.